Jesus, name above all names. Name above all names. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to that name above all names that He is Lord. That He is Lord. Everything that we face here right now has to bow the knee to that great name, that name of Jesus. The hurt, the brokenness, the disappointments has to bow the knee to the name of Jesus. They do not rule and reign over you. You must bring them to the throne of grace and make them bow the knee. I will not submit to disappointment. I will not submit to heartbreak. I will not submit to failure. I submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names. He reigns above all that life has thrown at you. Jesus reigns above it all. Say that with me. Jesus reigns above it all. Praise God. There's truth there. There's truth there. We've got to lay hold of that truth. Lay hold of it. It's mine. It's mine. Disappointment, bow your knee. Failure, bow your knee. Heartbreak, bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Jesus, name above all names. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Wow. Wow, wow. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence here today. Lord, oh. Thank you, Lord. We melt, Lord, in your presence. Lord, you are so good. You are so strong. You are so mighty. Everything, Lord, pales in comparison to you, Lord. And Lord, we surrender it all to you. We surrender it all to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a condensed session since the Lord's basically worked the service here this morning. I'm going to just kind of prep you, introduce you to a continuation of what we started last week. But it's a good topic that's going to take a few weeks to move through. So let's go ahead and I'm just thinking, checking my spirit if there's anything else that I need to say about anything. We're going to have communion here at the end of service. So we'll preach for a few minutes and then we'll have communion. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord. Your presence is strong this morning in this house, Lord. And Lord, your anointing, your ministry anointing, Lord, has been here from the moment we unlocked the door this morning. It's here now. And Lord, as we open your word and speak forth your word, Lord, may it continue to flow. Lord, may your word that you want spoken this day be spoken. And may it be heard and received, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Last week, we started essentially a new series, and we titled it, The More Earnest Heed. The More Earnest Heed. And that comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1, where the Lord, or where the scripture says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. the more earnest heed we must give to the things we've heard. The more earnest heed we must fix and set our minds upon the things we've heard, or they will slip. That's what the Lord's telling us here. When we take our mind off of those things, they tend to slide. And we likened it to the currents that flow in the sea. This life brings currents. There's currents flowing all the time. If you look out into society or to the culture, you can see there it's tumult out there. It's a raging sea out there in society as far as the currents and the waves and the waters go. We don't have to get into the details of it, but you know it as well as I do. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of instability. There's a lot of flow of currents back and forth. And they're not godly. They are not godly. They are not of God. They are not from God. They're the currents of this world. The God, the little g, the God of this world is the one that's stirring up the waves and the troubles. And society is following along like a big, like you put a ring in a bull's nose. You can get that bull to follow you anywhere. And that's just how society is. And it's following the God, the Satan. He became the God of this world when Adam gave dominion that God had given to Adam, to him, he gave it over to Satan. When the original question that caused it all was asked by the serpent, "Yea, hath God said." Yea, hath God said. That started it all. Adam, Eve, yes, he said, and this is what he said. Because God put Adam and Eve to tend and care for and keep all the enemies out of the garden. But no, it didn't go that way. And here we're dealing with it still today. But what we need to realize is that we, you and I, right now, in this life, this day, must give the more earnest heed to the Word of God, the things we've heard. We're going to let them slip. They will slip. So we need. That's the nexus of where we begin this conversation. And we talked about how do we hold to? How do we give the earnest heed? How do we fix our mind upon? And one thing we talked about was from 2 Timothy 1:6, where it says to stir up the gift of God. Now, he's speaking specifically to Timothy. Paul is speaking to Timothy, the gift of God that he received by the laying on of hands. But and we're going to get there. We're not there yet, but we're going in that direction. But the greatest gift that gets you in the kingdom of God is the gift of salvation. The forgiveness of sins, the cleansing of sins, the blotting out of sins, the adoption into the family of God. We become God's very own children. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. Jesus is the first begotten of many brethren. We are the many brethren. He's the first begotten. We are the many that follow. And so we have to stir up within ourselves that gift of salvation. And last week, we talked about some of the things related to that. And the salvation was restoration to a state of safety, soundness, health, and well-being, as well as preservation from danger and destruction. That's what the Greek words, there's several, but basically the Greek word sozo, describes those elements. And so as we were praying this morning, a lot of the prayers I was praying was based on that salvation that Jesus gave us. We have that. That's who we are in Christ Jesus. We are the healed of God in Christ Jesus. And these things that come against us are attacks of the enemy. And we should never let it be our mindset that God's trying to teach me something here. No, it's an attack of the enemy. Put your foot down and say, no, 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 not in my body, not in me. I'm not going to give one inch because Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. And the song goes, all to him I owe. I owe that devotion to the healing power that he released when he took those stripes. I owe that. That's just a different kind of frame of reference there. If I'm taking something that he's already paid for, there's something awry. There's something going the wrong way. I don't have to take from the enemy something that Jesus already took care of. So what position should I put myself in? A position of authority to stand against the wiles of the enemy that's trying to convince me to go his way and not God's way. But the greatest battlefield that we're talking about fighting, standing and fighting, this 6-inch, some it might be 6, some it might be 8, some it might be 4, but this space right here between your ears is the greatest battlefield you'll ever face. It's the greatest battlefield, and what we must do is to get our thinking aligned with God. And so that's why this scripture is so powerful, that we give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. So that brings us up to speed. A quick review from last week. This week, I wanted to look at some scriptures from starting in Psalms. Psalms chapter 42, if we can go there. And I thought I... Psalms chapter 42. I'm going to I think we'll just cover 42 today. We'll continue this next week, but 42 is pretty much when I was reviewing my notes this morning, I realized, hey, that's two sermons in one. So here we'll go with the first sermon today. Psalm chapter 42. As the deer, or as the hart, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul longs for God. My soul thirsts for God. As the deer, as the hart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before him, before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. Now this is sort of a sad song for a little while. So let's endure for a moment, okay? This is a bit of a sad song. If we put it to a country beat, we could have a hit, a number one hit. My tears have been my meat day and night. He's been feasting on these tears. His soul is crushed. His tears are his diet, his meat, day and night. While they continually say unto me, where is thy God? His soul is not thinking right. His thinking is not right. Where are you, God? Where are you? Verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. He was going to church just as we are here this morning, and we're worshiping and we're singing out to the Lord and we're calling out praises unto God. This author was crying out to the Lord and the multitude of the people. Why, verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Listen. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Have you been there? Have you been there? We all have. Every one of us has been there. We've been to places so low that all we could do was cry out to God for help. I've been there. I've told you this before, but there was a time when I had to cry out to God and I buried my head in a pillow so my children couldn't hear me. I had to cry out. My soul was being crushed, but I knew where my hope was. I knew where my hope was. And we can never forget where our hope is. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in God. Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Deep calleth unto deep. That's the title of our sermon today. Deep calleth unto deep. And we're not going to finish it today, but we're going to put this seed out there. Deep calleth unto deep. The deep things of God are calling unto the deep things in you. The deep things of God, the truth of his word, he's calling us to take the more, to give the more earnest heed to the things of his word so we don't let them slip. The deep things of God are crying out to the deep things in us. In us, in you, your soul, down to the very heart of who you are, the hidden man of the heart. Our soul longs for you, Lord, like the deer longs for the water brooks. Deep calls unto deep. At the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. During those days that were so hard for me, the day time was, I could tolerate. I could deal with the day. I could deal with the sunshine. I could deal with the activities of the day. It was a respite from the night. Because the night would come and all that I was facing was with me. And I longed for sleep so I could escape. And I did for a time during sleep, but then the waking hour would come, and here I am again, facing the reality of the moment, unable to escape. But the day would begin, the activities of the day would begin, and the mind would turn to other things. But listen, what does it say? It said, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the day, and in the night his song shall be with me. What did it say up here? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went to church. I sang the songs of praise with the multitude. And verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Why Why do we turn our minds to the things that bring no life, bring no encouragement, bring no edification? Our minds are not to be placed on the things that are pulling us down. My hope's in God. My hope is in God. I will yet sing. I will yet sing of thy loving kindness in the daytime. I command his love. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. God gives us a song to sing. He gives us a song to sing. Verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Has God forgotten you? There he is, he's dipping again. Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones, that must hurt. Mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? This darkness that tries to overtake us, that's what it's saying to us. Where's your God? Where is God? Verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Who is the health? I want to give you a Hebrew word. That word health in this scripture is Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua is the name of the Lord. It's the Hebrew name of Jesus. He is the health, the Yeshua of my countenance. Yeshua, it means salvation. It means deliverance. It means aid. It means victory. It means prosperity, health, salvation, and welfare. The Lord to us is all of these things. What did verse 11 say again? It says, why art thou cast down? Why is my soul cast down? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health, the Yeshua, the salvation, the deliverance, the wholeness, the prosperity, the welfare of my countenance and my God. That's who God is to us. He's all those things. Deep calleth to deep. The deep things of God are calling to the deep things in you. Hope thou in God. He is our salvation. He is our deliverance. He is our welfare. He is our health. He is our wholeness. Everything that Satan tried to beat you over the head with in life, Jesus has restored. Our hope is in him. Our faith is in him. We calleth those things that be not as though they were. We don't look at the things which we see in our natural eyes. We look at the unseen things, because the things that we see are fading away right now. They're temporary. But the things that we cannot see, the things of God, the things we read about in his word, they are the eternal things. They are the eternal things. And folks, our hope is in God. We got to stir up the deep things in us. Stir up that gift of God that's in us. The Yeshua that he is to us, the salvation, the victory, the deliverance, the health, the wholeness. We've got to stir that up. And we cannot fall prey to the lies of the enemy that try to get us thinking, we're done. We're defeated. I've got you now. No, you don't. No, you don't. The Lord is my Yeshua. He is the health of my countenance. Can you say amen to that? Praise God. Well, we're just getting started. Can the praise team come on up? We're going to prepare our hearts. Let's prepare our hearts for communion this morning. We'll get into this next week. But one of the deep things we need to do, we need to hear the word of the Lord, and we need to do the word of the Lord. We'll talk about this, but I'll give you a preview. The man, this house does not move. The one whose house doesn't move when the storms of life come is the one who digs deep, 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 and lays the foundation. And that depth is hearing the word of Jesus and doing the word of Jesus. Obedience. Obedience. Obeying the word. I'm preaching to David. Y'all get to hear it. Obedience is my call. Obedience is my call. Obedience is our call. Your call. Hear the word of God. Don't let it slip. Don't let the things of this life pull us from it. Give heed to it. Get our minds fixed on it. Just like concrete gets fixed, it gets set. You can't move it once it's set. It's hard to get it to move it. When we fix our minds on the word, nothing will move us from it.
Please do not see who I am. I'm bringing a message from the Lord, and he told me last night what to do, and I believe I can do that. He sent you and me a picture today. He told me what to wear and what to speak, because we are living in a time that is now the time for us to know that we're coming out of Egypt. Things are changing every day. He's bringing us out. Thank God I didn't have to have, I've had some things, but I didn't have any frogs in me. But we're coming through. And he wants us to know that he brought us out of Egypt today. When he did this, he brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among them. We must see that. We must know that. And we must walk in it. I mean, we're very rich in a major blessing. He said so. It's time to, in fact, it's time for the transfer of wealth. You can get it. It's for you. He's provided it. Now, what you do with what he's told, he brought them out. Listen, silver and gold and not a feeble person, but guess what? Their shoes didn't wear out for all those years. Can you imagine? He's still that God. He lives in us. That's that authority and that power and that anointing. You have to have those three things and walk in them and do them and be a hero. I didn't want to do this, but I know he told me to. You have a picture, not me, but of what he did and what he will do for you today and every day. Healer, of course, not a feeble person. I'm not a feeble person. And I bless you. Bless you. God sends this to you. Remember the picture, not me.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for ministering to us today. Lord, you've been mighty among us. And Lord, we just humble ourselves before you. But Lord, we now stand in that place of authority that you put us in this earth to stand in. And Lord, we do go forth, not the victim, but the victorious. And we carry forth the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names, giving you praise and glory and calling men to come to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We are dismissed. Amen.